snowmobiling is one of the bedrock industries that sustains the North Country in the winter. Sled riders from all over come eat, drink, and sleep here. They spend a lot of money here. But there's a rift growing between what you might call old school and new school snowmobilers. The old school says the new sleds are too fast, too dangerous, and their drivers, to put it bluntly, drink too much. And that's today's story of the day. Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Tuesday, February 26th. First up, there's been a lot of buzz in St. Lawrence County about the new flights to Washington, D.C. and Chicago. But now, one of the departing airports is out. About a month ago, the Federal Department of Transportation awarded almost $6 million in subsidies to SkyWest Airlines to fly out of Messina and Ogdensburg. But in a surprise announcement this week, SkyWest's managing director, Greg Atkin, said Messina's runway doesn't meet the minimum federal operating requirements for its jets, and so they pulled out of Messina. The announcement surprised Messina Highway Department Superintendent Frank DiAgostino.
They should have investigated. All that information is out there. It's available. And they should have done, I guess you want to call it, their homework to verify that their jet would work here.
But the news was not bad news for everyone. Ogdensburg's airport now no longer has to share those D.C. and Chicago flights with Messina. Wade Davis is Ogdensburg's Bridge and Port Authority Director, which runs the airport.
The Chicago flight and the flight to Dulles will be direct flights out of Ogdensburg to their respective destinations. And the plane will be based in Ogdensburg, New York, which is a huge factor in increasing the reliability of the service.
Davis says flights to Chicago and Washington will begin on May 3rd. Messina's contract for flights to Boston on Boutique Air expires next month, and it's now unclear what will replace it. It's been a challenging winter for the snowmobile industry in the North Country. Trail conditions have changed week to week with snow and ice and rain. And there have also been a lot of serious accidents and deaths, with roughly a dozen fatal accidents so far across the region. As Brian Mann reports, efforts to make the sport safer face resistance from some riders who want faster, more powerful sleds.
In the central and western Adirondacks this time of year, and the Tug Hill, snowmobile tourism drives everything.
It's pretty much the number one component that drives the economy up here.
It's what we exist for. It's huge. It's the keystone of our winter economy.
That's Mark Mayer, who runs Big Moose Inn, and Mike Farmer, tourism director in the town of Webb that includes Old Forge. On a busy weekend, their region sees thousands of sleds cruising well-groomed trails. But once again this year, the sport has come with a downside.
We were shocked and stunned and saddened by those fatalities.
That's Mike Farmer again. The town of Webb's marquee trail system has seen 5 deaths so far this winter. There have been more than a dozen snowmobile fatalities across the North Country. And those are just the deaths. There have also been numerous other serious accidents. The question is why? Why do so many people get hurt riding sleds?
Things happen very fast on a snowmobile. I think they happen faster than they happen in a car.
That's Dominic Giacangelo, executive director of the New York State Snowmobile Association. He says there's a huge push to make snowmobile riding safer, more of a family activity. But he acknowledges a tension within the culture.
Yes. I'm going to make it very simple. Yes, there is. Frequently, we have disagreements with the manufacturers in what their advertising displays. You see riders off trail. You see riders riding aggressively.
On the flats and in the backcountry, there's a riot going on. Introducing the Arctic Cat Riot.
He's talking about ads like this one. It shows a snowmobile moving fast, going airborne.
And extreme performance, no matter the conditions. Dominate snow anywhere.
Mike Farmer in the town of Webb agrees. There's a tension between more temperate riders and people driving these newer, faster sleds.
These machines now, they all do over 100 miles an hour. We've heard more than ever this year, the mature riders, the older riders, people have been coming here for years and years, are now sort of lamenting that they don't need that kind of power, especially the quick acceleration. They're also lamenting how many of the people are jazzed up by that and are out to enjoy that kind of excitement, but they're putting that on our trails that were never designed for that kind of travel.
A lot of the accidents this winter do involve unsafe speed on conditions that can change fast from snow to ice. Another factor people in the industry say is alcohol. Again, Dominic Giacangelo with the Snowmobile Association.
When you look at fatalities and drinking, that number jumps out at you and you cannot avoid it. It is a significant portion of the fatalities that occur.
Over the President's Day weekend, the town of Webb mounted a big crackdown on drunk sledding with sobriety checkpoints. Mike Farmer with the town of Webb Tourism says there's a serious effort underway to make alcohol unacceptable.
There's a culture change. For a long, long time, it was a drinking culture. It was get on the sled, go bar to bar. It still goes on, but the state police, our town police, and the DEC police have stepped up enforcement and checkpoints out there so everyone is aware. They don't have the freedom to drink and then get on that snowmobile like they used to.
Mark Mayer at the Big Moose Inn has a Facebook following in the snowmobile community with more than 17,000 followers. He too uses his platform to promote a different, safer kind of riding.
That's basically just boils down to common sense. You know, you ride based on the conditions that are out there. Ride to your ability. Don't ride over your head. A lot of it focuses on staying on your side of the trail and slowing down.
Snowmobile boosters say more people are getting this message. They're riding safer. But a lot of the deaths this year involve people still riding too fast, hitting trees or cars or other sleds, or they involve snowmobiles going off trail onto unsafe lake and river ice. Brian Mann, North Country Public Radio.
We have more news all the time at ncpr.org. Music today by Jared Stephen Doyle and Kevin McLeod. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.